It's a real pleasure to welcome back to the program Senator Mark Schessler, who joins us now from the legislature that I think, Senator, do you think I'm being unkind if I say the legislature has failed to provide answers for many of the problems that are facing people in the Evergreen State?
How could I disagree with that? It's impossible.
So what did the legislature get done, and what is it getting done, and why are the other problems not being addressed?
Well, I think where it requires cooperation from all parties, the capital and operating budgets, you could see some daylight. In areas when you got down to the Second Amendment, you saw zero cooperation, and that's probably the thing most in the news right now.
Yeah, it is, because yesterday a judge said, hey, this law on large magazines, gun magazines, and I own some, so I have a dog in the fight, is unconstitutional. So he puts out a decision, and 88 minutes later, the Washington State Supreme Court, and it wasn't even the court itself, as I understand it was one of their commissioners, one of the staff members for the Supreme Court, said, no, it is constitutional. We're going to put the lower court ruling on hold. Well, if the Supreme Court and the other courts don't have to follow the law, Senator, I'll put it right to you. You're a lawmaker. Should the rest of us follow laws if the people who are in the biggest positions of responsibility, like members of the Washington State Supreme Court, if they don't have to follow the law, is there any good reason for any citizen to follow the laws?
Well, I think it's a total cop-out when a court commissioner does it. In my memory, I don't ever remember voting for a Supreme Court commissioner. I voted for and against justices. I voted for and against Superior Court judges. But court commissioner, having the power without ever having to face the people, that's scarier than the wildest bureaucrat.
I mean, because when I think about this, you've got staff. You've got probably a small staff at the state legislature, right?
Correct.
But they're not casting the votes, and they don't make the decisions. And it's one of the reasons why when I asked for Senator Schessler, your staff is probably full of nice young men and women. But I want you, because you're the decision maker, and ultimately the buck has to stop on your desk. And here we have the state Supreme Court allowing one of their staff members to come out and say, no, I've decided it's constitutional, and we're going to leave this law in place. And I think the Supreme Court owes us an explanation. The state Supreme Court.
Well, they do, but also our so-called Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, lurking in the bushes waiting to make this appeal to a commissioner. Now, we know Bob Ferguson failed the legislature in redistricting by not defending a bipartisan plan, but now it's even worse when you realize he was lurking, waiting for this, and went to an unelected commissioner. It's a failed system.
Yeah, so at this point, I mean, I kind of asked the other question rhetorically, but Senator, I think we're getting closer and closer to that point where when the public sees that the system is used by the people in the system to benefit and empower themselves, and they don't have to give a damn what the rules are, then the rest of us might be inclined to say, well, I don't care what the rules are either. You know, if you're telling me you don't have to follow it, then we don't either.
Well, I think people can come to that conclusion when it acts like this, especially on something as near and dear to Washington residents as the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and yet now we don't know where we stand, do we? Because the Supreme Court has put this lower court ruling on hold. Where does it go now? A full hearing of the Supreme Court where we'll actually get a chance to have real justices on the court who are all funded by the Democrat Party. So are we going to get anything different from them at all?
Well, I'm not overly optimistic. I expect this to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, be overturned, as do many of my colleagues, knowing that we've seen how this U.S. Supreme Court, not the court commissioner, rules on these type of cases.
Yeah, and the concern I've got, I mean, Senator, I don't need the trouble. So I have high capacity magazines that I bought in years gone by. I've made a careful point not to buy any you know, since then, because that would be a violation of the law. I think the law is also unconstitutional, but I'm abiding by the law for now, because frankly, I don't need the trouble of ending up in jail because I own a piece of a little metal or plastic box that holds bullets, you know, that was purchased after the ban instead of before the ban, even though I think the ban is unconstitutional. But if it's that easy for the Supreme Court or a member of its staff to simply declare it constitutional, meaning the law doesn't really apply, the system doesn't apply, then why should I care about what it says? I mean, that's very frustrating for me.
Well, I talked to a constituent this weekend that went to Idaho and said the hottest selling item there was large magazines. Surprise.
Yep.
Because possession is legal. Purchasing in Washington is not. And cash buys mags, they're out there. Short of house-to-house searches, they're going to continue to be there.
No, and yet, imagine me. I mean, I took my granddaughter to Idaho, northern Idaho, last year. What if I'd said, I'm going to pick up half a dozen magazines and just bring them home with me? What's going to happen? That would have been illegal. And if they could prove you bought six high-cap magazines in Idaho, and it appears you now have those six in your house, you're going to jail. And they can send you to jail for that, right?
Well, absolutely, if they were able to prove that you had. But the point is, the entire attack on honest, law-abiding citizens. Think of Senate Bill 5078 that went after our firearms dealers.
Yep.
We think of a firearms dealer initially as the big box stores that are selling. In reality, many small part-time gunsmiths have a federal firearms license. Buy and sell, followed by all the rules. Or a pawnbroker who takes in a few guns. These small people are the ones that are crippled by these attacks on gun retail.
Absolutely right. That's Senator Mark Chesler from the Washington Legislature.